You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
8 o'clock on the nose. Thank you for spending your Wednesday morning with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. I had no idea such a simple, easy, throwaway post yesterday on social media would get such a reaction. I just posted a thing asking a question. Why would you sell olives with the pits still in them? Like, what purpose does that serve? It's just annoying to me.
Because
I bought some olives at the store yesterday and got home, and I guess I just assumed that they were pitted. I was like, it's one of the worst things on the planet.
Oh, you know, it's like accidentally buying a watermelon with seeds in it.
Thank you. I think it falls into that same category. Yep. So there's all sorts of comments on that. People trying to tell me why. And there's really very few good reasons. Maybe just a few. But otherwise, I just rejected all.
You love your olives, don't you?
I do. And that's a love-hate food. That's a total love-hate food. People, you either love them or there are people who think it's the worst food on the planet.
Yeah, I like the black ones. I don't like the green ones. So I kind of am like a so-so on the olives. What are you, green? You liking the green? Is that
you can give me any olive on the planet. It's probably my Italian blood. Any olive you can grow, I'll eat.
Even that weird, that real salty Kalamata olive.
Kalamata olives Kalamata in a salad. Kalamata olive. Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Salty.
Anyway, thanks to everybody who tried to set me straight. You ready to solve somebody's problem?
Please.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I can tell you, Jeremy, that today's problem involves nudity.
I love it.
Well, you don't love nudity.
Well, it's just, as long as it's not me.
You don't like your own nudity.
No.
I've never asked you that before.
What?
Before I get to the letter from Alexis, because your whole thing about, you know, not wanting your shirt off anywhere in public,
and it's not necessary.
You shower in your underwear.
I'm not
going
to mow
like
the
that.
Lawn and with my shirt off. I'm not going to go to a massage and get naked.
Do you dislike seeing your own body, like yourself? Is it all 100% other people?
Yeah,
or like
if you're
getting in the shower, do you glance in the mirror and
No, not at all. In fact, I think I look pretty good lately when I glance in the mirror. But it's just something about other people gazing at me that just makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Alexis writes, here's my problem. I met a super great guy, and even though it's been hard getting to know someone during the pandemic, we've become pretty close, and now we're spending some nights together.
Ooh.
She says, that's when I learned something about him. He sleeps in the nude every night. Alexis says, I don't know why this bothers me, but it really does. In fact, I don't know if I can say anything to him, but it kind of grosses me out. I just wanted to put on some underwear and a t-shirt or something. She says, is it my place to request that, or is that something you're not allowed to request? Thanks, I love your show.
Well, and I imagine it's separate beds, right? Because they're not married.
Exactly.
So she's just spying with her little eye that he doesn't have any underpants on.
Is that something you can request in a new relationship?
I would think so. If it's
maybe it's
new,
not a request as much as an observation, right?
Yeah, but she does want to roll over and say, hey, can you put some boxers on or something? And I think you can because it is so fresh and new and guys are stupid and will do anything for you in the beginning of a relationship, you know, anything, that I think he would probably do it. Maybe. Unless he's set in his ways. Unless he's one of those people that it's just like, this is my sleep style. This is the only way I can sleep. You don't want me to be a Mr. Grumpy Grumperton in the morning because I didn't sleep well, do you?
Right.
This is how it has to be.
You know, I hope he wouldn't do that. I hope that she wouldn't talk to him about it and say, look, I'm just not comfortable sleeping with someone who's, you know, nude all the time. I would hope that he would not turn around and tell all of his friends, she's so controlling. She wants to change me. It's just one simple request. She's saying, this is foul to me. Can you just...
I don't know if he's going to his buddies talking about how he's sleeping naked, but...
Oh, he's probably that guy.
You think?
He probably puts it as... It's probably his, you know, Facebook post or whatever. I sleep naked. What about it?
Ugh. Ugh. Grunt, grunt, scratch, scratch.
So I did... By the way, our phones are open. 303-691-1MIX. 691 1649. This could be a five call, says it all. Is this something that Alexis is allowed to bring up?
What is
hey,
she
listen,
so worried about?
I just
want
to let you know that this is makes me uncomfortable.
She's fine with maybe being like that other times during the day. What's so bad about it then when you're just sleeping? What's the difference? What is the difference?
I don't know. But there's people listening that feel just like her.
Maybe.
I did look up.
There is no difference is the answer.
I looked up, just out of curiosity, the health benefits to sleeping nude.
It regulates your body temperature better, doesn't it?
I'm just going to give you the brief of...
Brief.
the brief answers for each other. Okay, there's the the multiple reasons that it's a healthy way to sleep. Number one, says that you fall asleep faster. Number two, yeah. You get overall better sleep quality. This is according to the National Institute of Health. Number three, Jeremy, it keeps your skin healthy.
Okay.
Huh. Because sleeping naked, it's actually nude, can help increase your overall sleep quality. It can also improve your skin.
Why is that? If you got a pair of underpants on, it improves your
because
entire
your,
skin?
Your sleep quality is better. That makes your skin healthier. Number four, it reduces stress and anxiety.
No, it doesn't.
Number five. Well, it doesn't for Alexis. It increases.
It doesn't
her...
for me, and I'll tell you why here in a second. But continue.
Tell me now.
Let's be mature about this. But as a man, and you roll around and you toss and turn at night, I am generally afraid that sheets will get tangled in certain areas and you could wake up with a situation.
You
and I'm not even joking. I joke a lot on this show, but that is
me.
A genuine concern of mine.
You are concerned.
I sleep in like pajama shorts. They're like a real lightweight short. You know, I sleep in those with like no underwear. It's just like a box or whatever. But I refuse to sleep in any of those type of shorts with drawstrings on the front of them that you can pull to tighten and whatever, for fear, Dom. Because, you know, you don't know what's going on when you're unconscious and you're asleep and you're tossing and turning for fear that that could get wrapped around your genitalia and cut off circulation and it could kill parts of your body if you don't get blood flow to it. I'm not even joking. I can't be alone in this. This is a genuine concern. We have a string down there?
I'm sure you're not alone, but it's just... That's not going to...
What if you're sleeping naked
I'm
in the
afraid,
sheets? The
I'm
sheets.
Afraid that the sheet will wrap around me
yeah,
and
it could.
Strangle parts of my body.
Why is that so far-fetched?
Oh,
I need to be buttoned up, tucked in.
You are buttoned
and
up.
Put
There's
to
no
sleep.
Doubt about that. Sleep in
it's
a suit of armor
concern.
Or something. That, Jeremy, you've said a lot of ridiculous
no,
things on the show.
No, it's not
that's
ridiculous
in the top,
at
that's in the top
all.
Five,
that is a
buddy.
Safety issue.
The drawstring on my
I
shorts.
I refuse to sleep in pants or shorts with drawstrings, yes, because it'll get tangled up. Whatever.
Now, I will share a story. Not me, but it is. Friends of mine from, this is back in the 90s, and I didn't hang out with them a lot. It was husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she had really long hair. It was like the hair that went down below her waist, like down towards her knee. It was that really long.
Yeah.
Super long, right? And she used to talk about all the things about, you know, that it's difficult to blow dry it, you know, because it's so much and it's difficult for this when you go swimming, so forth and so on. But she said the biggest thing is that her husband hates it because he likes sleeping nude.
All right.
And her hair... In the middle of the night,
see?
Would get entangled with
see?
Him.
See? That's an awkward morning.
Even
right there.
That, I laughed and I said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You get up in, out of the, you know, to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you're dragging your wife with you. Ow! Whatever.
This is ridiculous.
It's a genuine concern.
Pardon the word. Number five, prevents weight gain, allegedly.
Okay.
Lowers your risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Increases male fertility, boosts self-esteem, and improves your relationship. Well, not with Alexis. Look, the lines are ringing.
People are actually calling.
Alexis wrote to us, and she said that she's met a super great guy. They've just now started spending some nights together, and she goes, he sleeps nude. She wants to know if it's okay that she requests that he not do that, because in her words, quote, it kind of grosses me out. Okay. Here's Shannon, who's been politely, courteously holding for several minutes. Shannon, thank you for calling the show.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Shannon. What do you think? Does she have the right to request that he put some clothes on?
So I feel like she should be able to say, hey, it's, you know, whatever. Can you put boxers on? But on the flip side of that, I think she's really weird for that. Like, I think it's weird. If you guys, like, are you guys intimate? Do you make him keep his clothes on then, too?
See, that's what I was kind of saying. Like, what's the difference than if they are in an intimate relationship and, you know, and then there's the sleeping
nude?
I'm like,
gross?
How is it different?
Like, how is that gross?
Well, people are different, though, Shannon. You know that. I mean, what's gross to you may not be gross to somebody else.
That's very true. I mean, to each their own, but to me, like, if you're going to be intimate, and I'm sure they have been, if they're spending nights together and he's sleeping nude, girl, you've probably already seen him naked. What's the problem?
But wouldn't it be weird if they haven't been intimate, let's just say, and that is, he still stays the night and he just strips down?
Oh, they've been intimate.
Maybe that's
what, are we
what
talking
we letting
about?
Her know.
That he's ready, huh?
No, come on.
Yeah.
You guys
maybe,
are crazy.
Maybe. what are you what are you sleeping in, Shannon?
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm just curious.
Well,
we're all friends.
To be honest here, I sleep in the nude, and so does my husband.
So you both are naked time.
Well, it says that it helps control your body temperature.
Do you guys
have
kids?
We have 5 kids and 3 grandkids.
How? In the same house?
Well, no, because our kids are between 18 and 28. So the only one left at home is the 18-year-old.
Okay, so this is why you can get away with it.
Well, there's a lock on the door, Jeremy. You know,
there is a lock on the door.
Unless they're sleeping this way on the couch.
Nap time.
Yeah, we can just scare the grandkids, right?
Uh-huh. Shannon, you really entertained us. Thanks for being on the show. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, see you later.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Here is a Jeremy on the phone. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome.
Morning, boys.
Hey, buddy.
What do you got to say about this?
Hey, so a couple things, really. Jeremy, you cracked me up, a situation. I it's weird that I even pictured that, but yeah.
That is funny that everyone did just have a visual then of me sleeping naked with shoelace tied around me.
No, the visual we had is that we have this now image of the sheets in your bed as if they're in a Tim Burton movie or something.
They're coming alive.
And they come alive and they wrap around.
Weird.
Well, I can't be. Are you like that, Jeremy, on the phone?
You know, honestly, I will cut all the drawstrings out of my pajama pants or sweats.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I will take them out. And sometimes they're sewed in. I'll cut them off.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
It's not that I have a fear of anything weird happening. I don't know. I don't think pants should be tied. It's just kind of weird to me anyway. The main thing, though, with Alexis, though, is I think in the beginning of a relationship, like you said, that should be the time to kind of lay everything on the table, right? Like, you're not at dinner on your first date and you're like, hey, so by the way, just so you know, I do sleep naked. Like, obviously it's not that time, right? But once someone's already staying with you and they see it, if she has an issue with it, she should say something, you know?
So, yeah, I'm kind of with you, man. If she's uncomfortable.
Here's what I think. It's not a complaint and it's not a request necessarily. I think it's just a discussion. Hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm not trying to get you to change who you are. Because he might say, oh, it's not a big deal to me. Yeah, I'll put something on. Yeah. I mean, what could hurt to bring it up and discuss it? She doesn't have to come across as demanding. She could just say, look, I'm just leveling with you.
Yeah, this is how I am.
Exactly. And, you know, she should stay away from words like gross and disgusting and weirds me out and stuff like that. You know, I mean,
You got to say like beautiful and impressive and phenomenal.
Use kind words, right?
Like, right. Hey,
kind words. Kind is your kind
words. Enjoy sleeping naked.
Yes.
I don't enjoy laying next to you sleeping naked. And he may have a different comment on it. Like, hey, you know, I take a shower naked. I whatever naked, right?
So, Jeremy, say naked again.
I'm just, she just needs to voice her opinion in the beginning. And,
yeah. I think we're kind of on the same page, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day. And watch out for those drawstrings.
Hide those scissors too. Definitely. You don't want to sleepwalk and have an issue with scissors. All right, buddy.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I mean that'd be even dangerous.
Yeah, it's
so
worse.
That'd be even worse.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you for being on the show.
Man,
I think any rational person would say that is the solution.
If he likes her, he likes the relationship. He's going to throw a pair of boxers on. All right.
He probably
you're
wouldn't
still
care.
At the same apartment together. You're still winning, dude. You got an incredible girlfriend.
And she says that they spend some nights together. So what if it's like one night a week, right?
Right.
He could say in his own mind, he could say one night a week, I don't care. You know, that's fine. If he throws a really big fit about it, I mean, that
and
kind
dump
of says
him.
Something too. Yeah. So.
Just dump him.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the phone calls. Thanks for making us laugh. You guys do every day. We appreciate you being on the show.